Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we make the case for healthy animals. Back on that in just a moment.
Attention horse and cattle owners, are you looking for ways to save money in today's economy but don't want to sacrifice quality and nutrition? There is good news. Nutrina understands the importance of these animals and the challenges that many of you face in providing quality nutrition at a good value. This summer, we are partnering with your local Nutrina dealers to offer fantastic savings on key products for that special animal. Stop by your local Nutrina dealer today and ask about special offers available on the stock and stable family of products that are designed for both cattle and horses.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. South of Hinton, the Canyon Inn at Medicine Rock Ranch is host to many varieties of wildlife. Built like an old ranch headquarters, this bed and breakfast has views resembling Napa Valley, helping you reconnect with nature. Be sure and look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure. The House Committee on Energy and Commerce in our nation's capital had a subcommittee hearing on antibiotic resistance and the use of antibiotics in animal agriculture. One of those testifying before the lawmakers, Dr. Randall Singer, who's an associate professor for the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Minnesota. He talked about the need to make sure that as we use antibiotics, we need to use them correctly, but he says they are a needed tool to ensure we have healthy animals.
We need to take a holistic view of health that seeks to maintain the healthiest animal population possible. Healthier animals lead directly to a safer food supply. Nobody in the animal industry wants to continue, though, with the status quo. Changes in production are happening. Companies are voluntarily reducing their uses of antibiotics. But we still need options for preventing and treating disease, and these are disappearing, as can be seen in the poultry industry. The only animal agricultural antibiotic banned from the use in the U.S. remains the fluoroquinolones in poultry production. There's another antibiotic. It has no human counterpart, and it still has not been approved for treating disease in poultry in the United States. Both of these antibiotics are available as treatment options in Europe. I will stress that again. Fluoroquinolones are available in Europe as a treatment option. In the absence of efficacious treatment options, the poultry industry at least needs the option of using antibiotics to prevent disease in the first place. What we should be doing is determining which antibiotic uses minimize risks to human health while maximizing animal health. How do we begin to quantify those risks and determine the antibiotic uses that pose the least risk? FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine has an approved risk assessment approach, as described in Guidance for Industry Document Number 152. I was part of a team that used this approach to examine a specific antibiotic class, and we found that under the FDA's own definition, there was reasonable certainty of no harm to human health associated with this use. That is a peer-reviewed publication. I am in full agreement with the many international reports and FDA statements that we need to continue to assess these risks, but they need to be done on a drug-by-drug basis in each animal species. All antibiotics that fall under the same usage category are not equal in terms of their impacts on resistance or their impacts on human and animal health. Antibiotics are an integral component of animal health, and healthier animals lead to healthier people.
Dr. Randall Singer of University of Minnesota in favor of judiciously using antibiotics in a subtherapeutic manner. Most of the other folks testifying not in favor of that, as were the Democratic members of Congress. They want to use it only to treat sick animals. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
For over 116 years, W.B. Johnson Grain Company has had a simple philosophy, focus on the farmer. Staying true to this tradition, W.B. Johnson Grain has opened in excess of 4 million bushels of additional space to accommodate the needs of our customers for this year's wheat harvest. As a company, Johnson's goal is to listen and respond to what farmers are telling us. That's why we are continually striving to provide the best service possible to aid in the success of our customers by meeting their storage needs. To learn more, call Johnson's at 580-233-5800.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.